how old were you when you moved to Wyoming?
I was 1 year.
Okay, so can you kind of tell me what it was like in your childhood here in this region, what it was like to grow up here?
Well, people were real friendly. Very well liked with all the kids in the neighborhood. We all had animals for pets at that time. I had a goat, I had a little cart, I had a badger, I had a pony in the backyard, dogs of all kinds. People were real friendly, more so than they are today. We knew everybody in the neighborhood, likewise in the whole town practically. Kids would always come to our house, or we'd go to their house. Everybody was real friendly.
It was a lot smaller, I suppose.
Yes, the population at that time was around 6,000.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did you do?
Well, just normal things kids would do. We'd go bike riding, we'd go fishing, we'd go play ball. We didn't have all the parks and ballparks and everything at the time, so we used vacant lots.
And what was school like?
School was real interesting. I was a fairly good student and enjoyed school. And again, I mean, there was no hard feelings much to anybody. Everybody was good friends.
What were the sizes of the classes?
Classes, oh, their classes vary from 25 to 30 people.
And did they have like elementary school and then high school?
It was like it is today in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Were the classes the same then that they taught?
Well, you went through, the classes were very similar. However, from experience today with my nieces and nephew, we went to school and I think we learned a lot more than they learned. We had recess and that was it. We went to school to work. Today they go on outings, which we never got. They go on field trips, things like that, which we never used to take. Mm-hmm.
Did you hold a job while you were going to school?
No. I helped my dad when I was in high school because he got sick. He died at a very young age. I helped him out a little bit.
What did your father do?
My father started the business that we're in today. The Rockstones had in Perkham. It was strictly at that time furs, wool, pelts.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're branched off into steel.
Mm-hmm. Was he interested in politics at all?
No, he was similar to me.
Mm-hmm. What were the family activities like back then?
Well, families were very close. If my folks went someplace and they couldn't take us kids, they wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, picnics, fishing trips. Oh, once a year we take a long trip for a vacation. But it was generally up in the mountains.
Mm. That's where you went on your long trips too?
No, we'd go off to a city.
Oh, really? Mm. Well, like particular, when you had a birthday, was it different from any other day?
Birthday was very different. There was always a... At that time we called it an elaborate party. It was strictly amongst friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Mother go all out with her baking, which she baked week after week, but that those particular days she'd overdo it.
What other special days or holidays did you have?
Well, all birthdays, my folks were, my mother come, my father come from the old country,
mm-hmm.
and they were quite religious, and they still carried on the Jewish holidays and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the religion and how it was here in Wyoming.
Well, for the high holidays, we used to go away because they didn't have a synagogue there. Mm-hmm. And we'd go to Salt Lake, which were all members there today. And Mother kept strictly to the religion. She used to have her meat sent in there twice a week in dry ice from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
She kept everything kosher.
Was there any other Jewish families around
there? At that time, when I first got here, there was around 30, 35 Jewish families. And later on, they had a little synagogue of their own, but it lasted for about 5 years. People moved out.
So. tell me about meals and stuff.
Well, the meals were, Mother was that type of person. She was very family oriented. And there was four of us in the family, and I can remember I like this, my brother liked that, and yeah. She cooked separate for everybody and every meal.
The whole family always meet together?
Yes, we always ate together in a very, very close knit.
Was that a policy or something? Was it something that your parents?
Well, yes, I think they're brought it on, and then my dad being in that business, he used to have a lot of fur buyers come from New York, and I can very seldom remember a meal that we sat down to that wasn't two or three strangers.
Oh, really? Hmm. So did your mom cook?
She cooked
big meals.
Yeah, always big meals.
Hmm. What was your general relationship with your parents?
Very, very close, like I said. I might even go as far as saying I was one of the favorites. At least my brothers and sisters tell me that.
When your parents weren't working or in their work, how did they spend their time?
Well, they had people they used to go visit in town here. But they come here and Dad started, they didn't have much, and they both worked, I'd say day and night. My dad, when he first come here, my mother didn't want to live here, she wanted to go to a city. So that's why I was born in Salt Lake. And for the first year, she lived there, and he used to come down on weekends. And at that time, he rode a horse. He used to take him a week to go from horse and buggy from here to Salt Lake. But he, on the way down, on the way up, he used to buy merchandise. Stop at all the ranchers and buy merchandise. And that's the way he got his living started. And worked hard. Mother helped him.
Can you tell me more about the business? What was it like back then? It
was mainly, like I say, at that time there's a lot of fur trappers around, which today you don't have too much of. Mm-hmm. And used to buy all sorts of wild animals, coyotes, badgers, muskrats, beavers. They had slaughterhouses all over. We used to buy the cow hides. Today you don't have much of that. Mm-hmm. Very little of it. They don't even bother picking, skinning them out.
When he was in his horse and buggy, did they like trade things?
Well, no, he didn't trade too much. He bought it, and Dad was the type that, as of today, if we bought a lot of fur and a lot of cow hides and things, we'd have the same customers. He was the type of man that if he bought something for $10 and the market went sky high, and he got three times that for it, he'd always send his customers some more money on it.
Mm, yeah.
And he maintained his steady customer
base. Did it start off kind of a slow business?
Oh, it was real hard. They had very hard times. In fact, my dad went broke three times in his business. It's a big gamble. And he finally got on his feet, and we wouldn't have what we had today if it wasn't for him.
Who took over after your dad?
My older brother, which is he's 73. I'm 59, so he'd be 14 years older. Mm-hmm. He helped him out. In fact, he quit school. My dad got sick at an early age and lost him real early. He was 57 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My brother quit school in the 10th grade to help him out.
And then you got into it?
And then I got into it after I got out of school.
Mm-hmm. And you've been working there
until I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Very tired.
Did your mother have any interest in the business? Or
she helped out too. She used to go out. In fact, we lived right across the street here. And at that time, we didn't have any warehouses or anything. We used to keep everything in the garage.
Mm.
And that's the way my dad got sick, from breaking batteries.
Mm.
In the wintertime, he was busting a bunch of batteries. Today, you load them, battery, water, and all. You don't do that. You used to have to break them, you just sell the lead. See?
Mm-hmm.
It was in the wintertime, and it was cold, and you closed the doors. And battery acid.
Oh.
That's where he got his asthma from.
Mm. Did your did your mother have any interests outside of the home besides the business?
No, other than mixing with friends, I mean, in the neighborhood. She kept up with her religion, like I said, and plus strictly family.
Do you remember the friends? Were they like the other Jewish families?
Yes, those, and then, like I say, everybody at that time, never locked any doors and everything. Everybody was friends. Yeah. She used to bake on Friday night bread and everything. She baked for the whole neighborhood.
Mm. How about relations? Were there a lot of your relations that lived around here?
No, I had one uncle that was in Salt Lake.
Did you have relations back in the old country still?
Yes, there's some relations back there, and I have one cousin in Chicago today. Otherwise, they're all passed away. Mm. But most of them lived in the East. Dad and his brother wandered out here. Mm.
Did your parents ever tell you anything about the old country and the stories when you were kids?
Well, with me, I couldn't say too much about that. They've told me, but I don't remember. My older brother and Harry and my sister Esther would be able to tell you more about that. In fact, they lived there. My sister was 10 years old when she got here. My brother was 12. So.
But they were happy here? Were they happy?
Oh, yes. They were all glad.
Were you given any lessons before going to school? Any kind of lessons? And you just went to a mixed school here?
Yes.
And how old were you when you first started school?
I was just about 17.
You were never married?
I was married and my wife died 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So never been married since.
How long did you know your wife before you married her?
Oh, about 4 or 5 years.
What would you say the standards were for marriage then when you...
Well, it was quite different than today.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe that's why I've never gotten remarried. I've never changed. I got married strictly for love and a companion, just to be married to anybody. Maybe I'm too particular that way, but that's probably why I've never got married.
Was your wife also Jewish?
No.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a wedding did you have?
I got married in Vegas.
Oh, really? And what was your family like? Or your family life like after your marriage? I mean,
well, at that time, for the 2 years, I lived in California.
Oh, really?
And right after she died, I came back.
And you
for the 2 years, we were out there on a vacation. Both of us went on vacation. We went to California, and then we decided to come for a weekend to Vegas when we got married.
Mm.
And we went back to California, and I lived there for 2 years.
Can you tell me anything about, your teenage years?
Well, like I say, I enjoyed school. I was very active in all school, all phases of it.
Did they have sports?
They had sports a lot. They, which they have similar today. I was quite a good student. I was head boy when I was in school. I won the, I think you call it daughter's. The plaque is still up there at school, I know.
Mm.
But I won the award for that. When your daughter did something, they called it. I remember they give you this award.
Mm.
I was in all types of plays, whatever they had. I was very active.
Mm. Did you participate in sports too?
In sports, I was up until I became 15 years old, 16 at the probably. I was very, very tiny.
Oh, really?
and all of a sudden I shot up. But I was a cheerleader. Like I said, I didn't participate in it because I was so small, but mm-hmm. I was always around it.
Mm-hmm.
I wound up being a cheerleader when I was in high school.
Did they have basketball and football and all?
Yeah.
Well, can you think of anything else?
Other than the change, we've got this boom here, this growth. This town, nobody ever locked their doors. Everybody was friends. It's an entirely different place. To me, it was, well, not only to me, to most people, it was one of the best little towns in the state of Wyoming.
tell me some of the significant things that changed and things that have happened over the time from then to now?
Well, it's just like we used to have parades here. It was on a smaller scale, but as far as putting effort into it, now I know my dad used to always put a float in the parade in the business. It used to cost $3,000 to $4,000 to build. We went all out, not only him, everybody at that time came to it. And it was mainly for the kids in school. And today you can't get anybody to put, whether they're willing to spend the money or not, I don't think it's the reason. They just want to put the effort in.
People have
changed quite a bit now. You get an influx of people in here, which I realize you get that in most cities too, and people aren't that close-knit, but I think it's the boom that really, the fast increase is what hurt us.
What, is there another town in Wyoming or so that you would compare what Rock Springs was like back then?
Well, I'd say most towns, but this one in particular, Green River, is just as is today, it's smaller. Day River is very similar to us. I think Rollins at the time was very similar. Now, Laramie's always had the university there, so you know, outsiders coming in there too, and they weren't that close knit.
What were your feelings like when all the publicity about Rock Springs being Sin City, K Street,
well,
all
this? To me, it hurt, because like I said, I've lived here most of my life, over 20 years. And it's no different than any large city, and they just picked on, put us on the map. Whereas things of that nature happens in a city every day, and they don't even mention it.
And they didn't tell any of the good parts of
that's
the city.
That's right. So if you wanted to look in one respect, all right, it put us on the map. Everybody heard about it. But they overrated it. It wasn't as bad as it. 60 Minutes got a hold of it, and they just over-exaggerated it. I wouldn't want to mention a few things that happened, which I know that happened in the 60 Minute deal. And it was all for publicity.
I hope
that in the future, I don't think it'll ever come back to where it was, because I have nieces and nephews who are going to grow up and live here. I'm hoping that it will level off in time and people will get back to living and knowing one another like they did when I grew up, because it's an entirely different life.
Do you think the town is going to keep on growing?
I think it will for another 10 years or so. I think this oil and gas activity is just going to get started here. But I think it'll level off.
Was there a lot of the mining and stuff going on when you were a kid?
All the mines were open. I'd say half of the population at the time I got here was coal mining.
Really? And what kind of effect was that on the town?
Well, again, people were very, very friendly. To them, that was one of the greatest. It was just as well as being a doctor or something.
Yeah.
So half the population was coal mining. And there's nothing wrong with it. They worked to make a living for their family.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted the best for the family, and they give them the best as far as they knew. Boom today, you have somebody working on a coal mine, they're trying to, you might say, grow or get a little bit higher. Well, at that time, people thought that was a very, very high profession.
Mm-hmm. Was it that way in the schools too? Did the kids
Yeah.
I know today, they call oil field trash.
That's right.
It's really nice.
It's changed a lot, and I think there is a little bit of difference from the oil field to the coal mines, I mean. But there again, too, it's because of the time and the boom effect.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, there was no boom with coal mines, I mean. Mm-hmm. And I think today, if they got started again, which I think eventually they will, they'll all reopen. It'll be similar to the oil field. That's the way people will refer to it.
Do you still have a lot of your friends that you had back then around here?
I have quite a few friends that's married and living here yet. Yes, I do have a lot.
Were there any that moved away because of the boom? Or?
Yes, I know people have done that. For, yeah, quite a few of them. And then a lot of people have moved out of here because, well, it's just like with me. All right, I'm planning on moving, but it'll be for my health. Mm-hmm. I still have family here, so I'd like to stay here. But mm-hmm. I've got to get out of here. But a lot of people have moved out of here because of the change in times. They don't feel that they see and can participate in everything that they can in the city.
Mm-hmm. If you would have had any children or family here, would you have stayed here still and raised your children here?
I probably would have moved back here if my wife hadn't died yet. Mm-hmm.
So
I think we'd have moved back here.
Do you ever have anything to do with the business now with Hot Springs Heimtur?
Yeah, I still go out there occasionally. I don't have too much to do with it, but I go out and look around.
Can you tell me anything about it now? Dick kind of talks to me a little bit, but I don't really.
Well, it's changed just like everything else now. Don't get me wrong, I'm not running my nephew down. He's doing a good job, but it's done in the way the times have changed.
Yeah.
You know, my brother and I and my dad couldn't have been entirely wrong because it was left for him. But we don't see things the way he sees them today. So.
Mm-hmm.
As far as making money, he's making big money, but he gives most of it back through expense, and as far as I'm concerned, he doesn't give anything any thought.
Mm-hmm.
See, and at the end of the year, there's nothing left like there should be
mm-hmm.
with the type of business he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Are you happy that it stayed in the family, the business?
Yes, however, we're on the verge of either selling it to him or my brother is retired, my older brother, and like I say, I'm retired not by choice, but because of my health. And so either one of us can't be out there. And like I say, he sees things different. Now he wants to buy it, and I think eventually he'll wind up buying it himself.
Mm-hmm.
But we had 2-3 sales for it already and haven't sold it because of him.
Why did you go to California?
I went to California. I had to get out of, stay away from there because I got a bad back.
Oh.
And the doctors told me I wore a brace for about 3-4 years steady. It was a steel brace, weighed 5 pounds. And they told me that I'd have to get away from that type of work.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to California and I got a job at Lockheed Aircraft for 2 years. And like I say, I wasn't married at the time, and I got out there about 3-4 weeks. I got married.
Oh.
She was from here, however.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you ever consider working in the mines or anything else around here?
Well, as far as working in the mines, I was never a coal miner. Like I say, my dad started this business in 1913,
mm-hmm.
and we've always worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as being in the mines, I dismantled all these mines when they closed up, and I spent more time in them. Not more, but as much time in them, you might say, as a coal miner's working on. Taking all this machinery and rail and putting that.
Did your mother
and
father live here?
Yes. They both died here.
And then, has all your family stayed around here too?
All but my younger brother. My younger brother lives in. Not Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He left here when he went to college.
Mm-hmm.
He's been back for a visit, but his work keeps him back there.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Chicago for about 12, 15 years, and he moved to Grand Rapids and been there.
Mm-hmm.
But the three older ones, my older brother and my sister,
are they still here?
Oldest brother, he lives in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Back there.
Can you think of anything else that you'd like to?
Well, like I say, I'm hoping that it will level off. That's my main concern, because I have the nieces and nephews that are growing up here, and their children will be growing up here. I'm sure they'll remain here. But I hope it levels off and gets back to like it used to be in the old days.
Yeah, what would you like to see?
Oh, that's it different. Was a different life altogether.
You
sure.
talked about having pets and everything.
That's right. At that time, it was legal. Like I say, I had a pony. I had every pet under the sun.
Badger.
Badger, even a badger. So. Mm. All the kids in the neighborhood used to play with it. Mm. Nobody ever got hurt or anything. I used to come from school. I lived across the street and had a little corral right in front of the garage that's tore down there. That's where I kept him. And used to hobble him, and every night I'd come from school and telephone ring and it'd be the hospital. They had a lawn up there, but they didn't have a fence around it.
Oh.
My pony would be up there eating their grass. Come and get your pony. And they didn't care, but they knew I'd be looking for him. They'd call him, I'd go get my pony. He'd be up there. And I realize things like that can't be allowed today, but it was a different life altogether.
Do you remember if were there black children?
Well, this particular part of Rock Spring, I mean Wyoming, Rock Springs, had some at one time like, I don't know how many different nationalities. Mm-hmm. And people grew up that way, and there was no animosity against anybody.
Everybody
mingled and got along. Like today, we have one colored fellow that's been with us. In fact, he's got another year or two to work. He's just working until he gets his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably met him once.
Yeah, Chester.
Yeah, and he's been with us for years, and he's been like one of the family. I mean, time of need and trouble, he'd do the same thing for us, or we would for him. I mean, help one another.
Did you notice a particular time when that started changing or anything?
It started changing right when the boom hit. Yeah. Up until then, there was no. One nationality didn't think any different of it.
And that was equally in the children and adults?
That's
that
right, yes. Mm. Before I got here, they had this Chinese riot here at one time, you know, in the mines. They come in here, brought a bunch of men working the mines. And at that time, that's the only time I can remember being told of any racial dispute in Rock
Springs. What was that?
Well, they come in here and started working in the mines, and for some reason, the rest of the people thought they were taking all their jobs. And they worked down there for so many days and nights, they never even come out. And they burned them. And they riot here. But after that was cleared up and everything, there's never been any trouble whatsoever. Up until the boom hit. Now you'll get. It isn't bad here, like in a city, I mean, but you hear people running one another down the street.
I guess that was everywhere.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
What about the other religions? Did you know anything about them back then?
Well, like I say, we grew up here, and there's never been any. One religion's always been as good as the other, as far as people are concerned.
There wasn't any conflict there?
There was no conflict. I've been to the Catholic Church, to the Mormon Church here. When we had this little group here, it was around 35 families at that time. Mm-hmm. People come over from other faiths to see how we were conducting our services.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, I've been to every one of them. I've always been the type of person, people want to believe in their one way or the other, let them, just so they don't try and change me.
Yeah.
And that's the way Rock Springs was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly.
Do you think it's different now?
I actually do, yeah. You've never seen, just like the Mormon religion.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
They have people come knocking on your door and everything and trying to convert. hurt you. Which I, don't get me wrong, I'm not running down, but I don't, I can't see it. At that time, you never had that.
It was different back then. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a lot of people that traveled through Rock Springs, like from east or from Salt Lake coming here, or just?
Yes, it was just like my sister now, her husband, just passed away now. He's from Canton, Ohio. He lived in Cheyenne for a couple of years and then decided to go to California to come here and stop in Rock Springs. And naturally, when they come through, they want to know if there's any Jewish people, and they send them over to us. They come down and went to work for my dad for a week. That's where he met my sister. She was keeping books in the warehouse at the time. And he never left her.
Well, what was the attitude of people from the East or from even foreign countries?
They couldn't believe how we lived out here. That's what they always said. So. They were used to the hustle and bustle back there, and here it was just quiet.
Did most of them enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. They really liked it, yeah. But as far as living permanently, they didn't think they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even at that time, they figured they missed this and they missed that, which we didn't have. To me, I always thought that we had everything they had, only on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't see it. But.
Mm-hmm. You said that your dad traveled in a horse and buggy, is that the way?
At that time, yeah, it was my business. Yeah, it used to take him almost a week to come from Salt Lake, of course, in the wagon. And like I say, if he'd come straight through, it wouldn't have taken that long. He used to stop at all the ranches and everything. That's where he was. That's it.
Well, was Rock Springs mainly then even industrial, or was there a lot of cattle, sheep, and farming?
No, it was more farming cattle.
Oh, it was more that?
Yeah,
way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, since then they've run into gas and oil.
Mm-hmm. Then it was mainly the coal mines and
coal mines and ranches.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people made their living by just being trappers. Just trying to trap these wild animals. They made big money, quite a bit. Dad at that time was handling 10,000 cows alone. Today you don't buy 1,000. Same way with your cow hides and seat belts and so forth. They don't even bother skinning them because they used to have slaughterhouses. The time put them out of business, laws and so forth.
So Rock Springs High Fur is mainly steel today then?
99% of it.
Do you still get any hides? Right?
You get a few. Not like the hunting season for deer, antelope, and elk. Which it's getting smaller every year too. There's less animals and there are more restrictions on where they can shoot them and so forth. So if you round up a car of those a year, where we used to handle 10, 15 cars.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep pelts, cow hides and stuff, you don't handle a car a year, where we handle 15, 20 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 99% of the steel.
What did the automobile do when it came around?
Well, it just made people live a faster life, that's all it meant.
Was that kind of around the boom, or did that bring about?
No. Well, it did in the city, now in the east and the west coast, I imagine, but around here it didn't.
Did a lot of people own them at first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can remember. My dad having a 1929 Chrysler, which we thought was a limousine at that time. So. In fact, Morris, my nephew, still got the trunk. He used to have one of these trunks set on the back.
Mm-hmm.
He still got it in his house up there.
Oh. So everyone thought that was pretty neat, having a car.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Then did gradually the horse and buggy just disappear?
It just disappeared. Mm-hmm. Like I say, lost them in. You couldn't keep them in your backyard and feed them and properly and everything. You needed a car to go to pick them up, or unless you were on a ranch. So.
Well, by that time, had they pretty much disappeared before the laws came out?
That's right, yeah.
Hmm. What about like gardening and stuff? Did you have a garden? Or?
Well, now that's one thing that here I don't think there was too much of. Now, around in the ranches they used to, but in town here there wasn't too much of it.
Mm-hmm. What were the stores like?
Stores, again, were on a smaller basis. You'd go in there and I'd want some candy, or mother'd send me down for some milk or something. I'd just tell them, put it on the bill.
Hmm.
There was no question, no nothing. They knew who you were. Like I say, my dad went broke 3 different times in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Always I can remember him telling my mother, don't you skimp on any food. You go get whatever you want. It'll be paid for. And they ain't gonna send you away. They'll charge it to you. And my dad was one of the few people in this town that paid the banks back every time. He didn't file bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. He didn't hear about bankruptcy mm-hmm. that time. He paid
for,
it all back.
Was that for like everyone? Or was that
most
just...
people are that way.
Huh.
He could go to the bank, anything they wanted. And I always did say that if I had half the name, credit my dad had, I'd have one of the greatest gifts in the world.
What kind of feelings were there when
you went
broke? I mean, what
kind of... It was hard. It was real hard. And like I say, my dad was the type. He worried, but he never let his family know about it.
Mm-hmm. So your kids never really...
And we never really suffered in it.
Huh.
Like I say, he had enough friends and told mother, don't you skip on anything. They wouldn't go out and throw their money around drinking and everything. So, but as far as feeding the family and living good and everything, that's the way he wanted it and that's the way he done it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go without things, but us kids had clothes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody thinks that way to their parents, but I had 2 exceptions. My kids are the only thing on this world. That's what they worked for.
Were there more big families then, or were they?
I think at that time there were larger families, yes, it is.
How about around the boom and stuff? Do things get more expensive?
Oh, yes, definitely. Things are 3 times the price of the
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So did you notice if there was a change in family size then?
Definitely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Today, 1 or 2, you might say, is a normal trend.
Mm-hmm. And when did, like, charging at the stores and that change?
Well, these chain stores come in where nobody charges.
Yeah.
And that's what actually put them out. I think there's a lot of places right today that if it hadn't been for the chain stores and the boom and everything, you know, I think there's been a lot of little stores run that way. But,
mm-hmm.
They still have a few accounts like that. I know there's a few places I can go to. If I have any money, I'll put it down and pay them the next time I go.
Mm-hmm.
And not only me, there's a lot of older people that live here that could do that. But the chain stores have worked out a way with that.
Mm-hmm. What would you say were the differences in hard times for running a business? I mean, I know it was hard then and it's hard now. What
well, one another helped. One business would help the other out. Now, I'll give you an example. My dad kept his stuff, like I told you, in the garage. And he used to run out of room. So there was a fellow here that used to run the slaughterhouse, which they've done away with since. Their name was Snobbit. And he used to keep his stuff up there. And my brother Harry and my dad used to go up and help them slaughter cattle and stuff, and they'd come down and help him load and break batteries and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
One another helped each other. Mm-hmm. They helped one another that way. So, and it was, people just thought different way. They, it wasn't all for them. They were worried about somebody else too.
So, when your father went broke, and everybody kind of helped out.
That's right.
Did
it's just like I say, they knew he went broke, but he'd go down and tell them. Mm-hmm. Dad, it was known as Morris around here for years.
Mm-hmm.
They always said that if you haven't got it today, you'll pay me tomorrow. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way he was. And everybody helped one another that way. So.
Did you know of any other businesses that had the same problems that you
had? Oh, yes. There was a lot of businesses that
had.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't all this big money you worked for every time you made in those
mm-hmm.
days. And That's why I say we contradict my brother, my nephew up there, because he's doing a land office business, actually. But he gives it away as fast as he makes it. Through not thinking things out and a way of doing things. In those days, we had to think about it. You had to have to save somebody so you could pay your bills.
Mm-hmm. When you're down there now, you notice, I know there's got to be a difference in how customers are.
The customers are different, too. You bet they are. I can remember one incident that after my dad died, that this big cheap man called up and says, "We got a bunch of belts down at the garage." And they lived, it's just in the center of town here. He's died since, but his son's still around. He used to keep his belts, he'd bring them in from the ranch. And he says, called my dad, and I was there at the time, and my brother. He says, "I've got this bunch of belts down here. Why don't you go pick them up?" So Dad says, "Okay, when do you want me to come down?" He says, "The garage is open." He says, "You don't need me there. You know how to grade and count, don't you?" And that's just the way people were. He trusted, everybody trusted one another. And Dad says, "Okay, if you don't want to be there," and we went down and picked up the belt. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but Dad was that type of person. He made a killing on the sale, he sent him some extra money.
Mm-hmm.
And his customers knew he'd do that.
Yeah. And how about the business then,
right,
too?
Consequently, he kept the same people, they wouldn't go any other place.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas today, I don't think in this day and age that if I was there running the business that I would do the same thing now.
Yeah.
In those days, people thought it.
That's the way everybody was.
That's right.
What were the homes like then?
Homes that depended on the individual. All right, we didn't have the elaborate homes that there is today.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I'd say, no reflection on anybody, but the homes were twice as clean. As far as being painted and so forth, people done their own work most of it. And they wouldn't let it get dirty. Mm-hmm. They just kept repainting. And I can remember my dad and mother, they kept the house painted all the time. They done it themselves, and most people did.
Were they bigger homes?
That I'd say no. I'd say people were crowded in smaller homes than they are today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mainly because they couldn't afford a real elaborate place.
How about like trailers? When did they start becoming
trailers popular? In this town was strictly when the boom hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
People had trailers, these little ones, to take up in the mountains, but as far as living out in the town,
it was missing houses.
That's right. Yeah.
Were all of the families like you in vacation going to the mountains? And
most of them, I'd say. We used to have in Green River, they used to have a swimming pool over there and a park, a pavilion, which is, they've done away with now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people today are missing something as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Weekends, it was just mobbed over there. That was a place to go.
Mm-hmm. What did you have parades for?
The parades, like I say, Labor Day, they'd have homecoming for the school. And everybody, all the businessmen, went all out. And they were beautiful parades and beautiful floats, just like, it wasn't on a big scale like your Rose parade and things like that. But for out here, it was a really similar thing, just on a smaller scale. And this one particular, they had one first prize two, three different times. And this one year, like I told you, I think it cost around $3,000. Rolled us in. He had an American flag made out of seatbelts. And then they were painted, and it was on the side of one of our trucks. And I think it was 18 feet long and 12 feet high. I forget the width of it. But it was, we've got pictures of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
That cost him a fortune. In the first place, he had to donate all the seatbelts. Once you put that stuff on them, you ruin the wool. So.
Mm-hmm.
He fate and so forth. But it was really something to see, and he wasn't known in all the business long after that.
Did they give awards for floats and stuff?
They gave first prize, I think, maybe $25.
Oh, really?
They began to pay for it. Uh-huh. It was mainly for us kids, plus he was family and city or minded.
How about kids when they graduated from high school? Did a lot stay in Hot Springs or around this area and work?
Well, I'd say at that time there was more than they are today because there wasn't too many that went to college. Mm-hmm. Not because they didn't want to, they couldn't afford them. But the ones that stayed around went in business or helped their folks. And it's just like my oldest brother Harry, he had to quit school when he was 10th grade. So mm-hmm. Just helped my dad out because he got sick. Mm-hmm. I went to business college in California. My good brother was gone through Michigan and Harvard. Mm-hmm. And my sister went back east to MIT in New York.